flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
I cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath, and with it let me say, hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. That is the first 5:30 solo Creed ever, as Ike and Jack had to leave to go catch their flight, and we decided that I had to do it solo.
It was beautiful to watch.
Thank you.
Yeah, you know, it's been impressive watching you throw yourself fully into it, and today you definitely did that.
Yeah, well, if you don't forget where you are, like if you're too conscious of what's going on, that's when it catches up to you.
Well, and I'll also say, hey, doing it by yourself, it really is just your voice. At least Ike just yells. You
yes.
know, and Jack yells. You're like, you could tell you were in a band. You're trying to sing what it says.
Yep.
And it's a tough one.
It is a tough one, yeah.
Not everyone has the voice of whatever the Creed
Scott Stapp.
Yeah.
I told Austin, who's producing for us. Oh, no, I was telling Fran back at the studio. Fran's like, you should just do it a cappella on the air, too, without the song behind you.
Yeah.
And I was like, dude, I've been fighting something off in my throat and in my sinuses for 2 weeks. I was like, I don't think I can handle that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the
well, it sounded good. There were a few tough notes there.
Yeah. Well, there's 6 feet.
Yeah. I mean,
that's the part. It's a tough note normally.
Yes.
Yeah. 2-1. As I mentioned, Ike and Jack are gone. They went to go catch a flight. Elliott Shore Park's hanging out for the rest of the show. Tasty Cake Dom, you're on WIP. What's up, Tasty Cake?
Hey, Spike. Hey, Elliott. How are you?
Hey. How's it going?
What's up, brother?
Oh, great show today. All week, you guys have been just killing it.
Oh, thanks so much, Tasty K.
Appreciate that.
The reason I called is I wanted to make a point about Brendan Graham, but just that conversation you guys had in the last break was so interesting to me because, to me, Elliott, to me, it's always about the wins and what. Like, if you look at Bill Russell's statistics compared to Shaq and Kareem and Wilt, right, Spike? They're pedestrian.
Yep.
But he's in the Hall of Fame. And Bill Russell's a Hall of Famer, isn't he?
Sure. But Bill Russell was a great, great, great player. Bill Russell isn't just in there because of winning.
Yep. Bill Russell, if you look at his stats, Spike, Bill Russell is Dikembe Mutombo.
And Dikembe Mutombo, I believe, is also in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Okay. What I'm saying is, to me, it can't always be about the stat. Elliot, for your example, if Jalen goes on and appears in four Super Bowls and wins two of them, and then averages 12 wins a year career, which Jalen was your example, right?
Yeah, Jalen is putting together a Hall of Fame career currently. Like, as of now, if Jalen duplicates what he did the first 5 years, he will have a strong Hall of Fame case if he wins on Sunday. Like, Sunday's a big turning point for Jalen, because if he wins it, and, you know, we can probably push aside how it looks, but if he obtains a Super Bowl ring, then you can really talk about, like, he is on lists with other quarterbacks that are almost all Hall of Famers. It's a little like Nick Sirianni, where I don't think many people would list Nick as one of the best head coaches in the league. But there are not many lists Nick is on that is not with, like, all-time great head coaches in terms of resume and what they've accomplished. But the difference is, if they lose on Sunday, then you're 0-2 in the Super Bowl. And, like, it's I don't know if any player in the game has more of a juxtaposition in how their career goes based off the result of Sunday.
Yeah, and for Nick as well.
Yeah, I think Jalen, just because he's a quarterback, it's a little stronger. But you're right, like, they are tied together.
But I get your point, Tasty Cake, but I don't really think the Bill Walton thing is a apples-to-apples thing. I mean, you didn't talk about a two-guard being in the Hall of Fame with bad stats. You talked about a center whose stats weren't as impressive, and you could say that about Bill Russell as well. But those guys were dominant defensive players. There's other things you can do. It's like you go through Hall of Fame quarterbacks, and there's not a lot of Hall of Fame quarterbacks that don't have impressive stats given the time that they played. You know, you could say Terry Bradshaw, or, you know, Elway is funny and Aikman is funny because they played at a time where you don't throw as much. But do you think Eli Manning should be in the Hall of Fame?
I do, Spike. I think two Super Bowls, to me, I think Plunkett should be in there. I think two Super Bowls get you in, for me.
What about a center that won two Super Bowls that also touched the ball every time?
It's a little different.
Well, but yeah. I mean, yeah, I guess what I would say is that this is the case that I think that Jalen Hurts would have over Eli, is that if Jalen Hurts were to repeat what he's done, is Eli's teams did not win even in the regular season at a clip that Jalen Hurts' teams have won
at. And what's crazy about the clip Jalen wins at, it's not like he's winning 11 games. Like, he's winning at a very high percentage.
Right,
it's going to be very hard to duplicate it for 5 years.
And, yes, to that point, I don't think he can duplicate the regular season winning that has happened.
But the other
so
interesting
far.
Component of the potential of eventual Jalen Hurts Hall of Fame case will be, he is compiling some very, like, unique rushing records. And I know right now when we discuss, I mean, like, a lot of touchdowns, I think he already has, I don't have him in front of me, but there is a list of things he's done rushing the ball that a lot of quarterbacks have not. Now, to your point about how it looks, like, he is not the rusher that, like, a Michael Vick was, right? But just in terms of rushing touchdowns, I mean, he is compiling them at a very high level.
Well, also, if he can keep it up, too.
Yeah, that's what I mean. You know, like, there's a world where in 5 years we're talking about him having such higher rushing numbers than a lot of other quarterbacks.
Sure. All right, Tasty K. Appreciate you, buddy.
Yep. Hey, Spike?
Go ahead. Yep.
Can I just ask you one more thing?
Yeah, for sure.
Not now. This is all about the Eagles. This is all about the Super Bowl.
Yes.
You guys did great shows.
Yep.
But at some point down the road, Spike, when I get to Chickie and Pete's, I just want to pick your brain as to what happened Sunday night, because I'm flabbergasted about what happened Sunday night. I can't get over.
Oh, the Luka trade.
No.
What?
The fact that you're up 26 points and running the Boston Celtics out of the Garden.
Oh, I like that.
And there's no way you can lose that game unless you fall back into a zone and let a team that has seven zone busters, get hot.
Or, Tasty Cake, when you're playing five guys in your eight-man rotation that are league minimum, two of which are two-way players, the other two of which are 50-year-old point guards. And playing the best team, the team that won the NBA championship last year, that is the best offensive team in the history of basketball.
Yeah, you said it, Spike. They live and die by the three. So that would be the last defense that I would play against them as a zone ever.
Sure, and if you had more players,
if I have high school players, if I have high school players out there, I'm making them get out there and put hands in the faces of them taking threes.
Okay, well, we can talk about it at Chickies.
Yeah, yeah, and I wasn't going to. I didn't want to do that on the air because I want to. I don't want to aggravate you and Ike ever when I call. I'm watching that end of that third quarter, and it was agonizing.
I hear you. So, it was agonizing for all of us. All right. All right, Tasty Cake.
You might have him on the Ricky.
Yeah, I know. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark Strollers. Valentine's Day is coming. If you're thinking about getting engaged, shop the home team at Mark's, your engagement destination, online at marks-jewelers.com. The scenario we've been talking about for 2 weeks now, what would you rather, have the Chiefs down 4 with the ball on their own 20 or be up, or be down 4 yourself on your own 20. 56% of the people want the Chiefs to have the ball. And
they trust the Eagles' defense.
They trust the Eagles' defense. That's a better way to put it.
Yeah, yeah.
And 43.7 want the ball with Jalen and Saquon.
Are you still in the same place you've been all week?
You know, I don't want either situation.
Yeah, well, bad news.
Yeah.
Actually, Shiel Kapadia, I don't know if he talked about this with you guys.
We did.
Yeah. Okay, he wrote a great article about how they've only lost by 8 or more points like 4 times.
Yep.
So chances are they will be in that scenario.
Right. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Well,
or something similar. Where
similar
the ball
to that scenario.
The game is on the line in the final possession.
Yeah. The other interesting thing, Solak had it. This was a stunning stat.
Yeah.
He said that, do you know how many passes Jalen has thrown this year in the second half of games with the Eagles losing?
I mean, based off the astoundment, I don't know, 17?
13.
That's crazy. That has to be by far the lowest for a starting quarterback. Well, I would love to know what the – because you're right, they just stopped throwing it.
You could throw 13 times in one drive in the second half in the right play.
So what's your takeaway from that?
Well, they've been up, and that is when, like, they've just tried to milk clock. And they decided at the – we can
– the infamous bye week.
Yeah, in the infamous bye week. We can move around the words to depend on what it is. You could say they decided the defense is so good and Saquon is so good that why risk it? Mm-hmm. Or you could say that Jalen was too turnover. But they decided – this is how we're doing it.
Yeah.
You know, and I give them credit to being committed to it.
So
you know?
My main takeaway, and it changed a little actually because I think that was an interesting point, but is I think that's why his passing numbers are so low. Like when they are up, they just run the ball. Now, you could say that's because they don't want Jalen throwing it and they view it as a more risky.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Because stat is pretty wild when they're up all the time. He's 13 attempts is basically not throwing it.
Well, right. Yeah. And that's. The thing is that that's why they're low. The question is, why are they doing it?
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
Now, I'd imagine of those 13, a lot of them are third downs.
Right.
So they're probably high-leverage throws. There's just not a lot of
but
them.
But also, like, there are a lot of games this year that you look back and you're like, why was that a one-score game? Why was that a one-score game?
For sure.
Get back to your calls in a moment. I want to tell you, look, I am so happy to be going home. Of course, happy to see my wife. Of course, happy to sleep in my own bed. I'm very, very happy to be seeing my dogs, who I miss very much. You love your dog. You know you love your dog like family. And you're celebrating the big game on Sunday. So your dogs, your cats should as well. Dogs and Cats Rule is where you go to get their stuff so they can have a big game party just like you can. The lead dog, George Perenni, says that your pets need to celebrate just like you do. So at your local Dogs and Cats Rule, there's seven of them, and I'll tell you where. NFL licensed Eagles jerseys in all sizes. Bandanas, toys, collars, leashes, you know, fresh baked birds themed biscuits, and only this week, a special savings on chicken and beef jerky. Buy one, get one. Philly cheesesteak jerky for your dog and Kansas City barbecue chicken jerky for your dog. Buy one pack, get the other one free. They have the best staff anywhere, can tell you anything. You have questions about your specific pet, this old, this allergy, this weight, blah, blah, blah. They can answer those questions, and they have all the top-of-the-line pet nutrition stuff there as well. Seven locations, as I said. Two in Jersey, Princeton and Pennington. Five in Pennsylvania, Newtown, Doylestown, Maple Glen, Bluebell, and New Hope. Any further information you want, go to dogsandcatsrule.bet. Dogs and Cats Rule. Shop small, shop local, shop family, go birds. Big Aaron, you're in WIP. What's up, Big A?
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
What's up, brother?
I got something to add to Jack. With that top five.
Oh, yeah.
He got a lot of man love, man. He got a lot of man love down there.
There's nothing wrong with that, man. Nothing wrong with that.
Hey, man, sometimes you can't talk certain things about men.
What's the matter?
I think this is the Myles Garrett thing.
Yeah. Well, the Myles Garrett thing was out of pocket.
That was a Freudian slip. Yeah.
And it was something else he said, and I can't remember what he said, and I heard it, and I was like, why would Jack say something like that? You know, ain't nothing wrong with man love, but, you know, sometimes you don't got to put it on the radio.
Well, and also, you know, he doesn't have to objectify Myles Garrett like that, treat him like a piece of meat, you know? He's a person, too.
Although, if Myles ends up here, considering how often Trey Turner has now heard about the video of him and Jack,
Myles will
be on the air, and Jack will, that will be played for Myles.
Oh, yeah, and Jack will fight to not have it played.
Yeah, and he'll be back in the booth spitting everywhere saying he shouldn't have.
Yep, Spritz will be doing it.
Spritz.
Then he's following Ike around like a little... You know what I mean? Found Ike around all. I don't know.
Yeah, that's his guy, man. That's his wingman.
Yeah, I get it, man. Don't leave my boy Spike out though. You know what I mean? Come on, man.
Well, I was invited.
I
was invited. Yeah, I was invited. Okay. I went home earlier.
All right,
go ahead.
All right, let's get to this hypothetical.
Yeah,
I'd rather have Jalen Hurts had a ball.
Okay, I agree with you
because we want to, so we can shut doubters up. That's one. If he goes back and scores, we can shut the doubters up. Like, you know, he's a clutch quarterback.
Like me.
He's a good quarterback, right?
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
And so I want him to do that. That's hypothetically, because I don't think they're going to, you know, I think it's going to be slightly a blowout for some reason. I don't know why.
You know, people keep saying that.
Why? Because they can't control Barkley. Who's going to control Barkley?
But the Chiefs have faced good running. The Chiefs have faced good running backs in the playoffs. Now I get Saquon might be the best rushing. This might be the best rushing offense ever. It's in the discussion. But they faced good rushing offenses. So the idea of a Hall of Fame defensive coordinator figuring out a way to stop Barkley is not crazy. Like, I wouldn't bet on it, but it's not crazy.
I just can't.
They said during the playoffs, though, they was giving up a lot of yards during the playoffs on the run.
Well, they did, and Buffalo ran
on them. Buffalo, am I wrong?
Well, no, Buffalo ran on them pretty good, and Buffalo put 29 on them. And, you know, we put 29 on the Chiefs. We better win the game. But the other thing is, like, talking about blowout, like, this is a team that lost one game all year.
You think they should definitely win with 29 points?
A comfortable win.
They should win.
A comfortable win.
Yeah, they should win.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, Big A.
Enjoy the rest of your time out there, fellas.
All right, brother.
See you.
We don't have the text line today because Jack didn't want anything extra to do. He's too busy packing
no
up
his
stuff.
No one texts in when Jack's not here.
Yeah, but the text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com. We'll be at Chickie's tomorrow talking about this game. I have to tell you, man, you know, because in the Super Bowl 2 weeks, we talk about nothing but
the Super Bowl.
And I might be out of stuff to say. You know, tomorrow's show is going to be interesting because I don't know what else I can say.
Well, I think
about
tomorrow's a hype show. You'll be at Chickie's. Yeah. People are going to be excited.
That's easier said than done.
Yeah, no, it's true.
You still got to talk for 4 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is true. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, even being at the Eagles media availability today, I'm like, I don't know what else to ask these people.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. Yeah.
215-592-9494. I bet this guy knows a little about the Big Easy. Herb in the Northeast. You're on WIP. What's up, Herb?
Spike, what you been doing all week? Drinking?
Oh, drinking, eating French fries, you know?
Big Easy.
Yeah, the Big Easy. That's where the locals
French fries are bad for you. I better come over there to Chickie and Pete's tomorrow and meet up with you.
Yep, you know what I eat at Chickie and Pete's?
Boy?
French fries, brother.
You say you and Elliot sound like on the downer or whatever, you know?
How you feel about it, Herb?
What do you think's going to happen here? I feel great right now. Let me tell you. If I was down there with you, I'd be putting my arm around your neck. Yeah.
Well, that is an interesting thing to say.
What makes you so confident?
Hey, I feel good because, like I said yesterday, the Eagles, they had 3 tough games. They were playing outside, and now you're inside the dome, and I feel good. A lot of these guys, play good in the dome. Jalen plays good. He throws the ball good in the dome. Mm-hmm. And I feel good. I feel good, man. I think we're going to mix it up. It's going to be just like when we won in 2018. Nick Foles, pass the ball, throw the ball, pass the ball, throw the ball. It's going to be a mixture of things and different plays. I expect every little thing come out of that playbook, man. Anything you haven't seen is going to be here.
You got to leave it all on the field.
Sunday, February 9th, this is the last game of the year. You don't play no more after this. Win or lose.
Yep, all the marbles.
Should they pass it or throw it?
All the marbles. Yep. This is for you to walk around the field with the trophy,
pants
and
down,
have the parade down Broad Street. Okay, yep. That's what it's for. Do you think they should
pass it more or throw it more?
I think they should run the ball.
Yep.
To run the ball where they know that they're going to be successful.
Yep.
I can see at least 20 to 23 touches for Saquon. And I hope. You know, I expect Saquon to run some more of those plays what they ran a couple weeks ago. They're going to, break through that line and – He's off to the races, and then, whatever he can get through.
Yep.
He might break one for 10. He might break one for 30. Might break one for 25.
Might break one for 41. 60. Might break one for 52.
You got to run it, then rush it.
Yeah.
I think run it.
Run it, rush it, pass it, throw it.
I think A.J. Brown, come Sunday when he puts those cleats on and he wraps up that uniform – He steps out on that field.
He said he's feeling good, Devontae Smith.
We got Goddard. We got all those guys. They got a mission 59.
Yeah, buddy. Yes.
Let it all hang out, baby.
Pants down.
I'll see you tomorrow. All right, brother.
All right.
Well, there we go.
There he is. Herb from the Northeast.
It's a good way to end the week of Radio Row.
Man, can you imagine Herb in New Orleans? Now, Rio said he was coming down to New Orleans. We haven't heard anything about it, so I don't think he's down
here. I thought he would call.
If he was here.
Yeah.
Well, I think he was going to drive down.
It's just close enough where you could do it. I mean, it's 18 hours. It's like 2 days.
Oh, yeah, that's not bad. I could do it in one day.
No big deal to you.
Yeah, I was trying to think about yesterday if I had to drive back. I don't know why I always think about that.
Yeah.
I'm always in this thing when I have to get back for something because I have to be back for the show tomorrow.
Yeah.
If at what point does the flight delay become go rent a car and drive back there?
Right.
So I would have to be – okay. So
well,
I would have
you
to
already
be
missed it.
At Chickie's by 2 o'clock.
Right.
Oh, yeah, 18 hours. That's 14 from midnight. Yeah, I'd have to leave by 8.
Yeah, but you'd also have to go straight through if you did that.
Like, yeah, I could do it.
Straight through the night?
Yeah.
Wow, I don't think I could do that.
Yeah, I drove from Los Angeles to Philly. I did it in 3 days with my aunt, but I drove the whole time. And I drove, I think, 14 hours a day. Now, it wasn't overnight.
Right. I think that's a tough thing, you know, when it's dark. And,
yeah.
Well, hopefully you don't have to do it.
Yeah, yeah. We don't know. Well, again, thanks to Hatfield for sponsoring the broadcast down here. Has been excellent. We've had a great time.
Good job all week. You guys crushed it.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. Good job. Look, you've been...
I'm basically on the show.
Man about town.
It's been Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursdays with Elliot.
Yeah. Thank you to all our guests. Thank you to Austin, who has been our engineering help here. Thank you to Fran, who has produced 3 of the shows back there, and Buzz, who has produced 1. We will be at Chickie's and Pete's tomorrow. We hope to see you there as long as my flight gets there. I'll see you there as well.
I believe in it.
All right. Talk to you tomorrow. Thank you so much for listening. Love you.